double duty as our liturgist because we have some special guest preachers here today. But we begin with our witness of modern wisdom, which is from a resolution from the UCC General Synod in 2009, which is a call to be a global mission church, which we are, in fact, a committed global mission church. But this is how it reads. Christ calls for a commitment to hear the cries of people around the world, to find the energy and enthusiasm, to reach out and respond with grace, to proclaim the joys as well as denounce the suffering of God's people, to seek wisdom and guidance in building global connections in the life of all settings of the church, and to be immersed in the church's work for the healing of the nations. For our witness of ancient wisdom, I would invite Bernice to come and share Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 through 24 in Spanish, and then I will follow up in English.
Mantengámonos firmes sin fluctuar en la profesión de nuestra esperanza, porque fiel es el que prometió. Y considerémonos unos a otros para estimularnos el amor y en las buenas obras.
Let us hold tightly, without wavering, to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to perform acts of love and good deeds. God is still speaking,
and we are still listening.
Thanks be to God.
Is working? Yes. Okay. I need to confess that I'm a little nervous to be here in, for me, home, because this is home for me. For a start, how many people here, because I don't know you really, I wanted to know who you are and who I am talking. Can you raise your hands if you ever be baptized? Yes. And I'm sorry, my English is sometimes gone away. But I love it to see how many people we have here that raise their hands. And thank you for do that, because it's the confessions that you have a commitment with God. That means you are part of God's church, God's people, and you are people of God. And it's so easy to talk with the people of God. It's more, much, much better. But thank you for doing that. Today I'm going to bring a little overview about Global Minister that you already hear. I've been in the board for, this is my 6 years now, working with Global Minister around the world. And I wanted to share you how this works. UCC and Disciple, we come together and make one entity that this, the name is Global Minister. We share not only government, but we share also budget, staff, vision, purpose, and people. And from this side and this side, we come once, and we are one. We are 50 people around all the country in the USA. We meet twice a year. For this, I'm sorry for my voice. For this denomination, we share planning and continue to do the work. In and around the world, we have 19 countries that we are working right now, and we have 290-something partnership. International partnership is what we are doing is we go there, and whoever is there, we partner with them, and we do the work. And the Global Ministry is divided in 5 areas. And the 5 areas are, I'm sorry, it's not in the PowerPoint, it's just in here. The 5 areas is, one is Africa. The Doctora Kahala Cannon is the director of that area. They have a big name, but you know, I say this in very easy way for us. We have a project that I know personal is the project in Ghana and the Mozambique. We have something in the Mozambique there because we have a mission partner from Oregon that was there in Mozambique. And also I have the Ghana. The Ghana project, I wanted to do short. You can talk me, ask me after the sermon, you know, after the service, you can talk me, ask me any question you have. We have the other area is the Pacific and Asia area. That is Reverend Derek Dukins. That is what I was talking with Pastor Adams that come with me for a mission trip. we working with Micronesian area, Asian, Indonesia, Korean, that area there. And he is the Pastor Reverendo Derek Dukin is very good friends for Pastor Adams. I discovered that a few months ago. We have the area of Latin America that is the most known that I know. Guess why? David Hedon is the new person on there. You're going to hear a little more about that area. You know, I have it a specific. The other is Asia and Europe, Middle East, and that area is direct for Peter McCarty. I don't know if you hear that. I bring a book that he wrote, and the resolution that UCC bring it in the synod is there. You can look at, give it a look if you like it. He is the one who direct that area. The other area is South Asia, that is Sarosky. Kolsky is the last name of him. He write a book, a very good book too, also you wanted to read it, that called Beyond Mission Day. I have a very different, I think I show you that book. It's a very different purpose about theology, how other people see God in and around the world. That is the five area from Mission Bird. How we work with some of the partner ask for, I need somebody who knows something, like maybe it's website, maybe it's talk with the people or hair, whatever. They call us and we look for the team of the volunteer, the bank of volunteer, if we have a bank of volunteer, and we can send it to them for do that work that they request us to do it. A qualified person. This how this works. We work about offering and endowment. Sometimes, you know, we have some endowment to do this work. This is the overview about global ministry that we have. But now, in the next slide, please, this is what we have. The vision, what we do it, is all the God people and the creation share God abounded life. That is our vision. But our mission is to receive and share the good news of Jesus. You and me, everybody, is our goal, no? To join in the global ministry, not only for the local partner that we are here, but also work for far away for do justice, reconciliation, and peace. This is our mission. So I put it there. You have it there. The way that we did it, we have five core values to do it in the way. The first is community. Okay. And we go with community is building interdependency, united us. We are here for you. This is community. This is what we do. The key word will be abundant. I choose that from the African area because it's more clear for me. Abundant, maybe you know what is abundant. It's you are because I am. I am because you are. If you don't exist, I don't exist. That is a community for us. The second is mutuality. I have it in the right order. Good. Mutuality is that we learn from you and you learn from me. And we are in the mutual relationship. It's also sharing the visions and the partner instead than try to guide them. You know, sometimes we say, well, what you needed is this, 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 this. But they teach us that that is not that work. And we can have more story. You can ask me, and after I can tell you, choose a few story about that. Justice. I don't think I need to explain what justice means and what we do as a global minister partner. We are the voice and the concerns, and we take actions when we confront injustice in the community and the global minister. And this is what we have. We raise our voice. We are the advocacy people. When we say we, I say global minister. And then we can have the other is peace. We, as a people of God, we embody and we do a reconciliation and relationship with God. And the word by God, by peace, is shalom. It's the best word to describe peace that we are looking for. We share you, we wish you that you be the best of you. And presence is one of the core that we have. Sometimes we just need to be present. We don't need to do anything else. Just be there and be the witness and be the acompañamiento and be there for you. It's telling you that you are not alone. We are here for you. This is the five core value that we have in the global ministry. At this point, I'm going to share, you know, what we do in Felice as a one example for what the work we do around the work. If you wanted to hear about more other places, talk with me outside, okay? We have a nice display that we put it from the scenes that we have in our table and our house, in our scenes, and we bring it to share with you and share the story for you with you too. In one of my trip for Felice, the church invited me to preach there, and I be there. But something that I realized is when I be in the sanctuary, I look back, and it have the window like you have it, but it was a beautiful mountain that we can see it in the back. I will show you, that is the mountain that we see it. When I see it like this here, I can see the mountain. I say, wow, I was astonished for me. That mountain the name is Imbabura. It's a volcano. The name is Imbabura. Everything is around in the Imbabura. They fish in the lake in the above. They farm. And every time that you ask anybody, they say, oh, yes, I live in Imbabura in this size or in this size on the other side. And I say, hello, thank you, God, for that. Because I came from Oregon. I mean, I've been here for 26 years. That means I enough know where is Mount Hood. Didn't look like that Mount Hood. For me, it was, oh, my God, I can talk about Mount Hood. Thank you, God, for do that. The same for you. How many people here be here in Oregon, live here more than 5 years? All of you know where is Mount Hood? Do you see Mount Hood when you drive from Hillsboro to Beaverton in the TV highway? Can you see that? Oh, yeah, sure. When it's raining, do you see it? When it's snowing, you see it? But it's disappear. It's always there. If you go to a highway down to Oregon City or maybe Oregon City is a good one, or Gresham, do you see Mount Hood? Sure? You know where it is? If you drive to Salem, do you cannot point where is Mount Hood? That means you can see Mount Hood in every place that you be. You know where it is. You can say, I pinpoint, it's there. And you don't have any wavering. No? You have the confidence and the trust that you know where is Mount Hood. And I say, thank you, God. Because it's the same for us. God is the same. We can talk to him no matter what storm, no matter what days, no matter what rainy days, no matter shiny, we know where is God because we see them before. If you are people of God, that means if you are Baptist, you already have encountered with God. It's no way that you can be in the God present and forget. It's no way. Because when you have an encounter with God, God transforms your life. You are a different person. You are different. And I say, what the people of God say about God? We know where is. We know that God called us to be a people who give it the new news. Yes or not? And you know what is that? Is that God is with us always. That's it. That's it. You can see Mount Hood now and say, oh, I never forget that Mount Hood is not disappearing in my raining days. That means God is not disappearing in my raining days. He is there. He is there for me. He's there, is shining, or she's there with raining. Who has seen God, never gonna forget that. So, what the Christians gonna talk with the people? What they gonna talk about? How you, God rescued you, how restore your life, how forgive you, how to get you out of your depressions, or healing you desire, you alcoholism, you drug, you name it. Why we name it? Because every of you have different experience and different journey to come to Jesus. That means we have different ways to see manhood. It's not only in this way. We can see from this way. We can see from the other way because it's magnificent. It's beautiful. It's big. It's omnipresence. That means God is for everybody, like Mount Hood is for us. You see, when I say I choose Hebrews 10:23, because they say, let's not hold tight without wavering. I don't know if we have the other one. Yes, we are wavering because sometimes the Christian people are wavering. They don't know. I am shy. I don't know what to talk. But you say, trust in God. The God that you know, that keep the promise that he's not going to disappear and he don't go away. He is the most faithful sins that we have in our life. And the other is, let's all think in way to motivate others, other problems, to perform love and good deeds. We speak for your experience. Everybody has different experience. Maybe you need to look somebody close to you that need the voice that you have. Maybe you don't have this voice, but maybe they need this voice. Because that is the reason that we have different experience. Because everybody have different journey, but all bring us together as a Holy Spirit who united us. Let's be the source of blessing around us. And it's a work of action. Sometimes it's a work, sometimes it's an action. But the certainty is that the people of God have a commandment, and the commandment is bring God presence. Bring the voice. What do you want to do? Being the Holy purpose is when the people of God show up, God show up with them. And you can tell this is the Holy purpose. Make sense? Because you are the one who have that. This is all that we need to have. You are agents of changes. And we change here and we change the community because the people that we are is reflect in the way that we do it. if we behave in the same way, how the people know that we are people of God? If we are behaving the same, no? For that reason, I say, so sorry about that. Is for the people who know the practice, the church, or the church practice is better to say, I'm sorry to say that, the church that practice the message of the peace and love and justice is the one who made the message credible. Then the world going to take you seriously because you are the signs of the difference reality. We in the world, we have a lot of things going on. I don't need to tell you anything because you know everything. But you are the difference. And the people need to see you that you are different. The people need to see you that you are the sign of the reality. And a lot of people in those days don't know any other choices because the people don't show the other choices. And we, the people of God, need to give it the choice of peace, hope, and love. The love that Jesus made it, abundant love. And I will say again, when I open my eyes after my beautiful mountain, what I see was the same that I see here. People that learn how to be and live close to God. People like the first disciple. People who know how to live and walk with faith and depending completely to God. Sometimes we like to go in our way, but not dependent in the way of God. The mountain is not disappear, but also some people say, I cannot reach the mountain. Well, when you decide, because it's your decision, to give it back to God, is when you don't hear him or you don't see them. No? Because he don't disappear. He's there for us anytime that we want it to go. And in that, this is what I learned from the indigenous community. Her dedication to God, because they don't have many things that we have, but they depend and live in God's hands. And I wanted to invite Pastor Adams. You wanted to go first? Then they can share the experience. I'm sorry if I take a little more time, but you can't tell me how much.
Hello, everybody. My name is Tiffany Rubio. I was part of the last mission trip that we went to in Ecuador, and I served as a translator. And a little bit about my experience. That mission trip, we helped build a bathroom for a daycare called Semillitas del Futuro, which stands for Seeds of the Future. And I remember when once we finished the bathroom, we had a dedication, and the parents of the children of the daycare, they wanted to say thank you, and I remember they were all very, very moved. I remember one of the parents I was translating for. She started crying because she was just so thankful of the work that we did, and that really stuck with me because I didn't realize how moved the parents were going to be, and that stuck with me a lot. And we also when we were there, we were also able to learn about the different projects that Fidice is working on. And it was a really amazing experience. We were one of the projects, Samana Sacha. I remember we had to go up the mountain. I don't remember how much the elevation was, but I remember 12,000 feet in elevation. And it was just I remember going up there, and it was It was just so cool. It was kind of like a little house, and it had like a volleyball net, and what was the guy's name? Sebastian? Yeah. So yes, Sebastian. Yes, Sebastian. He was the one that owns Samana Sacha. Yeah. Yeah. Designed it, and he was telling us about kind of everything that went into designing it. It was just it was pretty amazing seeing all the thought that goes into it, and I think that was just a little bit about my experience, but Pastor New can tell you guys so much more about it. He's been working on Felice for a really long time.
Give her a hand, will you, please? When Tiffany was about 14, I told her, "You're going to Ecuador with me. You're going to help me translate." She had no idea. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a short story. It's about 19,000 years. Won't take much. Don't take much. You have pictures too, so you can flip through the slides slowly so that people can see. The reason I start 19,000 years ago, that's when the people migrated into that place called Ecuador that we know and love. But if you've never been there, it's one of the most diverse places on the planet. 27% of all the taxonomic species, animals and plants are there in Ecuador. If you think about Galapagos Island, Ecuador is the country that is in charge of that. You're seeing ministry up here, but I want to tell you about this 19,000 years. I'm going to fast forward to the year 1223 and talk about a nativity guy. His name was Francis of Assisi. Ever hear of him? Oh, yeah, right? He decided that we need to focus on Christmas, and so he took his congregation into a cave in Grecio, Italy, and they had Christian worship there on Christmas Eve. Fast forward again. I didn't know this, but I would fall in love with nativities. I have about 600 sets now. In the 1970s, see how we're fast forwarding here? I met a man named Victor Vaca. And Victor Vaca had a vision of doing this ministry that you're seeing on the screen now in Ecuador, in his home country of Ecuador. I didn't know I would become the president of Felice USA, which is the organization that he designed. I had no idea. I had no idea I would fall in love with nativities, but I had a nativity from Ecuador that I loved greatly. And I found out where it was from, San Antonio de Ibarra. And I moved to Oregon in 2008. You see how the story's moving forward here? See, we were worried. In 2008, when we moved here, I discovered that Victor Vaca was the mission partner with the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, which is also a global mission partner that you're a part of. Thank you, UCCs. We love you guys. So I wanted to find out where that nativity was from. And I found out it was from San Antonio de Ibarra, and we were going to go there. And let me tell you, the money in my pocket was burning a hole. And I got there, and I fell in love with the nativities there. This one's one of my 600. This one's created by Pedro Arias. He is a master. It took me nine years to find the master in Ecuador, and this is the guy that created it. I have other sets from there. They're magnificent. But that's the reason I went there, is to learn about that, and then I fell in love with the people. And that's what Global Ministries is all about. We do mission together. We work together. And people say, "I like those people. They're fun. Look at all the work that they're doing." You see the cows? Those are vacas, by the way. Victor Vaca. His last name was Cow. And you can see one of the great guys that we've got working down there is a man named Marcos. And Marcos is helping them learn how to care for those animals. And their success rate is huge. We started with just a few projects in Ecuador. We were working in Romo Rios with onions years ago. 25, 30 years ago. Now they're expanded to almost all the provinces in Ecuador. And I got to tell you, this guy travels to the whole country and helps people learn about the animals. He is amazing. He's a great guy. And his truck, his beat-up truck that he drives through those fields is about 250,000 miles long. And I just knew I had to help this guy. I had to help those people because I fell in love with them, just like I fell in love with nativities. And yes, your pastor already asked me, I'm going to bring some here for you. I just want to say thank you on behalf of Fidice USA, which I'm the president of. We collect monies. The Fidice Ecuador group, they envision the projects, they work through the projects, and then they ask us, okay, send some money for this project. We now have 26 major projects, all helping indigenous women in agriculture. Somebody say amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Bernice. Thank you, Tiffany, so much for your witness and the chance to build these partnerships together through the telling of stories. I hope you'll take some time to talk with them after our service. They'll have a table back there in the narthex, and probably we might move it over to the cooler fellowship hall at some point, but hope you'll take that opportunity.